This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you see a ghost, number one, that's quite an experience to have. Most people don't ever see a ghost. Sometimes it's just weird experiences, sounds, things of that nature. But if you're seeing it full on, well, consider yourself lucky, I guess. What happens when you see it, and then it changes? It changes from being this innocent-looking thing, say a child, to then something a little darker, a little more ominous, a little more depressed in sense and feeling, when you just kind of, you feel that. If you're an empath, you can usually sometimes pick up on other people's emotions, and suddenly you're getting that feeling. Is it the same little girl? Is it something different? Is it something that's kind of changed what it is? What are you dealing with? That could be a very unsettling thing to deal with in a house, but that's exactly what happens in our next story. Take a listen. I've had several strange experiences since I was a child. And each time, I tried to disregard it as my own imagination. I was brought up in a family who does not believe in anything that is not visible or basically living. The story that I'm going to tell you has happened most recently, and then if anyone wants to hear more experiences, maybe I'll write more in. My husband and I bought a house in which we lived for almost 6 years. 6 years ago that we lived there. At the time, we had two daughters aged 4 and 2. When we looked at this house for the first time, I had an odd feeling. It was as if the house had absorbed sadness and loneliness or something. I hope this makes sense because it's the only way I can describe the initial feeling that I had. I just discounted it as me being overly sensitive until the owner of the house began telling me her life story. I seem to be the kind of person that everyone wants to tell their entire life history to for some reason. Anyway, she began to tell me about her husband passing away, her problems with depression, and so on. I thought it was a little odd that I had felt this as soon as we had talked about it, but figured it was just a coincidence. We bought this house, and after we moved in, I started to notice things. Children's toys would be playing music or something when no one was in the bedrooms. Again, I discounted this to the low batteries or something. I didn't want to believe it could be anything else, even though I had experienced these things before. 2 years went by and I gave birth to our son, and by that time, the girls were both in school during the day. Up until that point, little odd things had happened, but nothing alarming. My son was about 4 months old and sleeping in his swing in the living room on this day. It was just him and I at home alone, and I was using his nap time to catch up on some housework. I turned from the kitchen sink and started to walk through the door into the living room to check on the baby, and I saw her. There was a little girl walking from the hallway into the living room, where one split second it hit me that it was my daughter. But this little girl was not. Her hair was darker. She wore a nightgown with something on the front of it. I think it may have been a teddy bear or something. She turned her face toward me and I was startled. She looked as solid and as real as you or me. But her face seemed so strange. I guess it was something about her eyes. She just seemed to be empty, if that makes any sense. I turned away and back, and she was gone. I was shaken up and went on to the living room to check on my son. He was sleeping soundly. I tried to tell myself that it was a fluke or something. Maybe I did not really see her. I'm very self-doubting sometimes because I'm always the one person in my family who feels or sees things. I put it out of my mind for a few weeks, then one night, I was in the kitchen doing the dishes. My husband was gone to work, he works third, and I was on the phone with my best friend chatting away and not thinking about anything. I stepped back from the sink to grab a towel and felt as if I had bumped into something. It was strange because it felt like something, but like it was exceptionally lightweight. I turned and she was there. She was so close to me. I was so stunned that I could hardly catch my breath. Again, I turned away and back. She was gone, almost as if she had never been there at all. After that time, I've been up late and heard what sounded to be a child's voice calling, "Mommy." Went to go check on my children to see if they're sleeping. The voice is also different, though. Anyone who's a mother will understand what I mean. You always know your own child's voice, even if they're in a crowd of others. I heard the child in the bathroom next door to my bedroom playing early one morning after that. The child was humming and sounded to be happily playing with the thing sitting on the bathroom counter. Again, it did not sound like either of my daughters, but I sent my husband to check because they know that they're not supposed to play in the bathroom. There's no one there. Our children were sleeping soundly. There's no way that one of them could have gone down the hallway and back to her bedroom without us seeing them. That's when I confided to my husband and brother about the little girl. I was reluctant, but I felt I had to tell someone. They, of course, were very skeptical and probably still are. After that, I never saw her again. But something else, I have seen only twice. It's totally black. There's no transparency to it at all, and it's the size of somewhat shape of a little girl. I've seen it moving very quickly from the kitchen and into the hallway, and then once from the living room into the hallway. I have no idea what this means. Did the little girl get angry that I shared the story of her with others? Not sure if there's any kind of connection between the two, but I feel that there must be. The black figure only appeared after I no longer saw the little girl. I still wonder what's going on with it. I'm new to this and greatly enjoying your podcast. Thank you for all the stories. It makes me feel a little more normal.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.